Fine arts for everyone, today on UK Perspectives. UK's College of Fine Arts believes that the arts are essential to the life of the individual and the community. From family-friendly musicals to the rock star life of Mozart to the cartoon as art, they've got you covered. Leading the charge at the college since 2017 has been Dean Mark Shonda, who joins us for this edition of UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks, Tom. Happy to be here.
Well, before coming to UK, you taught theater. You've written books and magazine articles on the subject. You've been honored by the Kennedy Center for your work. So I wonder, in this age of streaming video and cell phones that are absolutely everywhere, why do we need live theater?
Well, there's no substitute for the live interaction between an audience and a performer. The energy that comes across the footlights or across the stage is something that can't be captured on any digital screen. If you look at the difference between going to one of the digital recordings of the Metropolitan Opera versus being in the Metropolitan Opera House, they're just apples and oranges. We have to just continue to get more and more people to understand that difference and engage in live performance.
Well, we'll come back to the subject of theater in a moment. But first, UK's School of Music is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. Coming up on April 26th and 27th at the Singletary, the UK Symphony will celebrate with the iconic film Amadeus. How's that performance shaping up?
They're heavy into rehearsals right now. It's a fascinating project where the film is screened on a large screen behind the orchestra, and the orchestra is actually playing the live score. It's pretty dynamic, and our students are being challenged by that Mozart music, but they're rising to the occasion.
Once that performance is done, or both of those performances are done, the symphony season isn't over yet. There's a little concert coming up in May, isn't
there? Yeah, we're pretty happy that the exclamation point on our 100th anniversary season is for the opportunity for our symphony orchestra and our wind symphony to perform in Stern Auditorium, the Perelman stage, at the famous Carnegie Hall. That performance is scheduled for May 29th. And tickets are on sale right now.
And you know what they say to get to Carnegie Hall.
Practice. Right. Indeed. And our students are doing that. It's going to be a great trip for all of those students because they're not only spending a time in rehearsal with Carnegie Hall, they're doing some clinics in New York City, is also taking in some of the sights as well as maybe a Broadway play or two.
Great. Well, this year, UK's Opera Theatre has continued its tradition of excellence, both visually and vocally, with a stunning production of Puccini's Modern Butterfly. What's next for them?
It's a Lexington tradition. It's the annual Grand Night for Singing that's coming up on June 7th through the 16th, actually, with both evening and afternoon performances. Grand Night is an amazing tradition. And in fact, my first year as dean, I hadn't seen it when I arrived and everybody had been talking about it. So last year was my first time. This will be my second, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Speaking of music and musicals, UK theater is right in the middle of a production of Shrek this weekend. What should we look for in that production?
If you enjoyed any of the DreamWorks productions of the cartoons of Shrek 1, 2, or 3, you'll enjoy Shrek the Musical. This was an adaptation that was on Broadway about 5 years ago, and it has an amazing opportunity for our students to try new dimensions of makeup and presentation. And there's a lot of digital media behind the scenes that are supporting the scenery elements. It'll be a great production, and it's got performances at 2 in the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday and at 7:30 on Saturday and Sunday, as well as tonight.
Great. Stuart Horodner came to the UK Art Museum and has really brought renewed energy and exciting, challenging new exhibits, from the photos of Eugene Meteyard to the gonzo graphics of Ralph Steadman. So what's your vision for the future of UK's art museum?
One of the things that Stuart and I talk about frequently is the fact that since it's an art museum on a university campus, it has to integrate into the fabric of the university. So for the Meteyard exhibit, for example, we not only had the Midwest Photography Exhibition that attracted educators from all over the Midwest to come to the UK to talk about how photography is taught in this day and age with the change from dark rooms to digital. But we also integrated with various academic programs across the campus, including the Department of English that did creative writing in there. We had historians come look at the time period. Over the course of the Meteyard exhibit, we had over 100 different groups tour through and take advantage of the work. Now, right now is the Ralph Steadman exhibit, and we're breaking records in terms of how many people are coming to that. People may not know the name of Ralph Steadman, but as soon as you walk in and see some of his work, it will become familiar to you. I almost guarantee you've seen it before.
Approximately how many students are there in the College of Fine Arts?
We have about 1,000 students over the four units that are in the College of Fine Arts.
And graduate, undergraduate?
About 850 to 900 are in the undergraduate programs, and about 100 to 150 are in the graduate program.
One of the programs in the college that we don't hear much about is arts administration. I'd like to learn a little bit more about that.
Sure. Actually, it's one of the reasons I came to UK to become dean is the reputation of the arts administration program. It's one of the oldest in the country at the undergraduate level, and it's one of the pioneers of online education and distance learning with one of the premier master's programs for arts administrators. Arts administration looks at things like budgeting and audience engagement and cultural impact, and our students become really the leaders of the next art forms. And those that are at the graduate level are typically working professionals that are out there that are expanding their career and expanding their credentials by participating in our online master's program.
And with the Art Museum, the Symphony, Singletary Center, they have quite a few real life examples to work with right here on campus.
They do. They have some real life examples. And the undergraduate curriculum requires two different internships, one local, which, again, you've said that there's quite a menu here, and then one national or international. So we have students that frequently go in Washington, D.C., as well as overseas to places like London and Paris.
Well, what other aspects of the college, particularly on the academic side, have we left out? What haven't we talked about that you'd like to mention today?
Well, I think the College of Fine Arts has a deep connection to the UK core in exposing students all over campus to the arts and thinking about quality of life. You read from our mission statement at the beginning about how we believe the arts are essential both to the individual and the community. And so we instill that in nearly every student that's on campus. I also would be remiss if I didn't talk about the connection of the fine arts and the athletic program. If you've been to any of our athletic events, and we've had some pretty good success this year, both with basketball and football, the national anthem, the pep bands, the marching band, all of those are housed in the College of Fine Arts. And the majority of those students are non-music majors. They're from all over campus.
Really?
In fact, our highest number of musicians in the marching band come from the engineering school.
That's amazing. I would not have expected that.
Yeah, most people are surprised to discover it, but it is a lifelong love. We have a lot of engineers who still like to play trumpet or trombone and celebrate the Wildcats' victories.
Well, and hopefully there will be many more to celebrate during your tenure here.
I am confident.
Our guest has been Mark Shonda, Dean of the UK College of Fine Arts. You can hear more of our conversation at WUKY.org. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.